And welcome back. My name is Brady Guzet, and I am back in conversation with the lovely Lara Bardsley as we explore her PhD subject, the issue and the question of self. Now, this particular episode, we just touched on it the last time, but I want to explore more about her discovery of self through one aspect of her artistic endeavour, and that's her art. So welcome to the show, Mindy. Lovely to see you.
Thanks, Brady.
Beautiful as ever, as I always said. Now, your art during our last program was empirical to who you were.
Mm.
We've talked about the concept of self as a language. We've talked about the concept of self as a species. But we haven't explored the avenue of art as a language of read self. In your art, all your artistic endeavours and your recent ones, is that part and parcel of your thesis?
Well, absolutely. It's the core of my thesis.
Right.
If the question that I started out with was, what does it mean to know who we are? Then I would say the method of exploration was to listen to what the creative process offered in terms of answers. So for me, what it meant was to get out of the way, to take myself and my prejudices or my tendencies or my concepts out of the way of the creative process. And the way that I did that, or tried to do that, was every morning to spend a certain period of time preparing myself to be as clear and open as a vehicle for the creative process as possible. So that is to say that I would do yoga, I would meditate for an hour, and then I would take myself to the studio with whatever medium I felt to do. So as you've indicated, there are quite a lot of artworks that have been born from this creative process. So it includes some very large canvases, and also part of it has been through photography, which has emerged as another core sort of means of languaging the self.
And I want to explore those later, but I just want to hang on to this thought about your art.
Yeah.
Is it an expression of self in the sense of, if I look into your art, do I see you?
And hopefully you see you as
okay.
well.
Oh, all right.
And that's I guess, one of the things that has come out of this research, is that there is a self with a little s, which is all about moi.
Yeah.
And then there is the self with the big S that
corporate,
I think...
outside.
Very large S, which the psychiatrist Jung spoke about as something that is shared by all. You know, that self that is a voice for humanity. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that self emerges and lies beneath all of those layers, as if we have an onion, those layers of my biographical stories, what happened to me as a child, what ancestral stories I inherited as having ancestors that were involved in the Holocaust. And that's something that emerged incredibly potently for me, and quite surprisingly, when I just allowed myself, as I said, to go into the studio, as get my sense of who I was and throw that aside and allow those stories to emerge, suddenly those Holocaust stories became really key parts of my story, whereas before I'd never defined myself or really understood that a lot of what I'd experienced as an individual with no contact or no communication about those stories had started, you know, they'd shaped me in my life. And then there's layers again, which I call the mythic or the archetypal stories, you know, those profound epic tales of love and loss and heroes and idealized selves. And those selves emerge, you know, for me it might be a preoccupation for a certain part of my life with romantic love, and in the ways that I've explored them through the documentary that I've made has been to talk to people about you know, those idealized selves. And I've got some lovely interviews with people dressed as their superhero idealized self, talking about how they've learnt various morals and I guess the greater sense of who they are through identifying with these archetypal characters. And then there's something, again, something that's less easily put into words, and that is a feeling. And that feeling I associate with what Jung called the self with a big S, and that is that sense of the heart, or that place where the ego dissolves altogether. So it's not me having the feeling, but there is an expansive feeling of interconnectedness and compassion and unity with all life, with life itself.
Art is playing an actual part in your PhD. It is an element that's bundled in together. So we now have your dissertation, and the next element we have is your expression in your art through an exhibition. Now, by the time this gets to air, your exhibition will either be up and running, or some people may have missed it, but I just want to be able to say that there is a way by which you can follow that, even if it doesn't exist by then, through, and this is a bit early, I know, but through a book that you have. So you will have a digital book that will be able to, you will be able to get hold of, which will give people reference points if they haven't actually been to the gallery.
And I think all of those elements, all the creativity and all of the elements of self explored through my website and can be accessed through my website, larabardsley.com. So if they just
This Google... might be the sound, but there are pictures available.
Yeah.
Lovely. Lovely. All right, my dear. Well, we'll see you soon at the next episode, where I think we're going to be talking about what other media you deployed. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.